Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Chicago, bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Wrapping up 2013. It's the end of 2013. This is New Year's Eve. Tomorrow's New Year's Day. I'll be right here live and in person on New Year's Day. Happy New Year to everybody. Ellen Rohr is our guest. Ellen, Happy New Year. Let's have a good 2014 together. What do you think?
Happy New Year to you. It's a deal. It's a date and it's a deal.
Folks, I encourage you to go to this website, businessmakeover2014.com. It's free. You can show up at these events, 25 or so of them. And they're free. If you want to do more, if you want to have more of them available to you in a bundle, so to speak, a package, she'll charge you for that, but you'll probably get more stuff with it than you paid for. So check that out. Ellen, whatever Ellen does is top shelf, I promise you. Ellen, we're talking about, you're helping us understand about getting some bare bones business planning going for 2014. And I introduced the idea of the phone call.
You had a cliffhanger.
Yeah,
cliffhanger at the end of that.
The phone call is this. Folks, if you're wondering whether you should listen to Ellen or buy her books about how to do simple business planning, that sort of thing, and we talked about, Ellen, one of the business planning elements is, will my customers that I rely upon, will they need me at the end of the year? Will they still be buying the same things from me at the end of the year? So here's the thing, folks. There's going to be a phone call this year. Either the phone's going to ring in your office or it's going to ring in your customer's office. If it rings in the customer's office, that's you calling them to set up an appointment to go out and find out what they're going to need this year. And the other phone call is where they're calling you in March or April telling you they're not going to need you anymore. Which phone call do you want to be on, Ellen? I want to be on the first call.
You know, here's an exercise you can do, too. I love this so much, Jim. I want to underline this, plus it a little bit. What if you called your customers and you told them, thank you for working with me. Here's why I love working with you. You know, I work with a lot of plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical guys. They'll say, you know, you're really nice to my guy. He shows up, you offer him a soda. You're really sweet to him. You get engaged in the process. That really helps him. And we love working with you. Now, if you start the conversation like that, how many phone calls do you get like that?
Right.
Ever.
None.
You know, you're just doing a customer a solid by saying thank you for a specific reason, and then you ask them, what do you like about working with me? Now, they're honor-bound to reply. You just gave them some really nice stuff, and they may tell you what you like. And if you're brave enough, you can also ask, what do you wish we did differently?
And Ellen, this is back to this, folks, what we're doing now. Ellen, in the previous segment, she said, okay, business planning is something that you need to do, accomplish, or find out about with an action step. Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about, this phone call, this question that Ellen's talking about, that's the action step.
That's really important too, because thought becomes reality.
Right.
I'm not the best one to quote the Bible, but in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word became flesh.
Genesis chapter 1.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how the creative process works. So if you think about what you want and you write it down, you're already moving it into form.
Right.
And when you put down maybe 5 things you're going to do this week that'll move you in the direction of what you want to have,
mm-hmm.
this much in sales, this new vertical of business, another truck on the road, some presence on the internet, whatever your goals are, if you take some action this week that'll lead you in that direction, I'll tell you what you just suggested, though, Jim, is should be on the list every time, because reaching out to your customers and having a conversation with them about your relevance. I love the word relevance. You taught me this.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, your book, The Age of the Customer, is coming out. This is what we talked about in our interview,
mm-hmm.
and I have learned so much from you. You're going to lose relevance so fast in the world, the way it's moving, you know, unless you're paying attention.
Well, you're going to lose the customer thinking that being competitive is enough. That's what's going to happen, and you have to be relevant. I want to mention the other phone call real quick, folks. If the phone rings in your bank's office, that's you telling them, hey banker, it's May. I've got money now, but I'm going to be short of money in September. That's when I'm going to need the loan. That's one phone call. The other phone call is it's ringing in your office, and it's your banker telling you you don't have it's August, and he's telling you you don't have enough money in your bank account. Which phone call do you want to be on? Business planning will make sure you're on the right phone call.
Hear, hear. You know,
you've been down that road before. You've been down that road before, Ellen. I've been on the wrong end of that phone call. You have too.
Yes, sir. You know, you are very good about bringing up a cash flow statement and cash flow projections,
yep,
too. I focus a lot on the balance sheet and the profit and loss, but that's on my list this year, is to get more experience with and more use out,
yep,
of the cash flow statement to be predictive
about
what's going to happen.
You got to have it or you will not survive. Ellen, I got to wrap it up. Give us a website one more time, please.
BusinessMakeover2014.com.
Sign up today. They start on the 13th of January and they go through the month and the end of February. Thank you very much, Ellen. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, darling.
Happy
Bye-bye,
New
Jim.
Year.
Happy
New Year, everybody. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.